your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasoline. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now your host, Rick Moore.
It is oh so crazy in here, boys and girls. You should be on the phone if you're not already called in. You should be at least a little bit frantic on your end because we're frantic on our end. We are so frantic that it should be coming through the airwaves. Thank you so much. This is WNRN during our fun drive. We want to thank you. Let's pull Ren's chair up here and give him a spot to sit. Once again, it is Fundraiser Sunday, the fall 2011 fun drive here at WNRN. We will be requesting your phone calls throughout the hour. My personal goal is 10 members. I'd like to get 10 people to call. 10 people to call and make a pledge for the hour. And Williams is out here taking calls. You can say hi to Ann. Mark Smith is out there. A lot of people on Sundays who have slept in after Mark got them all revved up on their Saturday with the Grateful Dead and Friends show. Mark Smith out here. You're welcome to call and make your pledge and say hi to Mark. A lot of times on Sunday, he's still in bed at this time of hour. So please take advantage of the situation and say hi to Mark by phone. Of course, you can also make your pledge today online. It's WNRN.org. And you can go online, make your pledge. There's a little spot for you to pick if there's some show in particular that you would like to thank. Some host would love to have you list Wake Up Call as where your pledge is going. It is 11:02 on a crazy but thankful Sunday here at WNRN. Thank you so much. Get us started. We'd love to have you participating in our fun drive. Again, WNRN is a community radio station, and the Wake Up Call in particular is a community show. We like to have folks on here who are part of the community, who represent topics, whether current events nationally or globally, as we've had in the past. But it's also important to represent our specific area, and we will be doing that throughout the hour today with our guest, Don Gregorczyk. Don, how are you? I don't know. I got squat out of that. Maybe because if I turn on mic 2 instead of CD player 2. Hi, Don.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me on your show today.
It's amazing how you need to push the right button. Maybe training is something we could do here at WNRN. Proper training for the people who are here for an hour or so, like myself. Again, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. We will be interviewing Don Gregorczyk from Meals on Wheels, an important part of Charlottesville, Albemarle, and the other area community. Meals on Wheels is throughout the state, correct, Dawn?
That's right. There are many Meals on Wheels organizations throughout the state of Virginia and throughout the country. Our own Meals on Wheels, Meals on Wheels of Charlottesville, Albemarle, serves the city of Charlottesville, the towns of Scottsville and Crozet, and most of the county of Albemarle. I think there are a few very remote areas of the county we haven't reached yet, but for the most part, anyone who lives within our county who is not able to prepare their own meals is eligible for our service.
And so we will be talking with Dawn again about Meals on Wheels as a nonprofit organization. The services that are offered, but also what it's like to be an organization that needs to do fund drives and is dependent on others in the community to help us support those we'd like to support.
That's right. Just like WNRN.
That's right.
We need to do our fundraising as well.
Thanks for the quick plug. with me for the interview today, he's been with me for, I believe, 3 other fund drives now, is my nephew, Ren. Hi, Ren.
Hello.
Remember now, when we get to it, you need to speak well into this microphone, just across the front of it like this, so that everybody who's listening knows that you and I are still here. So you came up from home. How long was the car drive today?
About 1.5 hours, maybe.
Then my guess is you were speeding. Again, Wren will be interviewing with me today. Wren, currently 8 years old, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So, Dawn, are you okay with someone who's 28 and another who's 8 interviewing you?
Absolutely.
All right. Wren, are you ready for our interview with Dawn Grigorchek from Charlottesville's Meals on Wheels?
Yes.
All right. We'll let the younger in the room go first. Again, don't forget, during the hour, we are dependent here at WNRN for your pledge. 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. There are a wide variety of things that you can call up and request for your pledge. I won't go into all of them at the moment, but $60 pledges, we've got a huge variety of gift certificates for various restaurants, not only from the Charlottesville area, but Harrisonburg. We have Blue Nile and Bowl of Good, Richmond. There's Caliente, Harrisonburg, Clementine, Charlie's in Lynchburg. We have Maya, L'Etoile Brunch, Hamilton's, The Flat. We have Slice, if you want some pizza, Bel Air Market. We also have a Sammy Snacks gift certificate here for a $100 pledge. You get some treats for your dog once a month for 6 months. Those of you who were paying attention last week, Lee Channing was on the air and was kind enough to give me a gift certificate for a session with Lee Channing. So call up while we start our interview with Dawn from Meals on Wheels. All right, Wren, you're first. A question for Dawn.
How much does it cost?
Well, each meal costs $5.50 for us to make, pack, and deliver to the door of our clients. But that doesn't mean that our clients pay $5.50 a meal. Some do, but about 80% of our clients receive their meals free of charge. We have a sliding scale, and if folks can't afford to pay for their food, they don't have to.
How do you determine whether or not the client can afford to pay for the meal? I mean, you talk about it costs. Mm-hmm. It costs $5.50 for Meals on Wheels to prepare it.
To prepare and deliver that food. That's right. And we determine how much, if anything, a client will pay based on monthly income. So we do a little kind of financial assessment over the phone. Takes only a few minutes.
All right, Wren, next on your list of questions for Dawn from Meals on Wheels.
Who cooks the food?
The food is cooked by the folks at UVA Hospital, the Morrison's Cafeteria, cooks the food for us. And because they are kind enough to do that, we can provide all the special diets that the hospitals provide as well. So we have a renal diet, diabetic, we have sodium-restricted and heart-healthy diets available. We can even puree the food, which is very helpful for those who have trouble swallowing.
All right, Wren, I found one on your list I'd like you to follow up that with. New number 5.
What happens if somebody doesn't like the food?
If they don't like the food, they call us. We get some phone calls from folks who say, oh, the carrots are too hard, or they don't like fish. And what we can do is we can send them something different if they don't like some of the food items that we're preparing. So for folks who don't like fish, they can have chicken.
This is Sunday morning wake-up call, interviewing Dawn Grigorchek from Meals on Wheels here in the Charlottesville area. She is the executive director. She's helping us celebrate Fundraiser Sunday, fall 2011, here on Wake Up Call. Please dial up while you're listening to our interview. Wren, who's 8, Rick, who's pretending to be 28, interviewing Dawn.
Who's also 28.
Yeah,
who's also 28.
It's amazing how we put all that together. dial us up, 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN Rocks is the toll-free number, 979-0919, to make your pledge. Again, lots of things out there, gift certificates to restaurants, Lee Channing for yourself, Sammy Snacks for your pet. So take care of that for us, please. Don, we talked about the food coming from UVA Hospital. Ren asked what happens if food... the client, is that the right word?
That's
the customer?
Right. Sure. We call them clients and customers.
Doesn't like the food.
Mm-hmm.
But the hospital takes care of any special dietary needs.
That's right.
Tell me a little bit more about that, because you serve hundreds of people?
We serve between 240 and 250 meals per day, and that's...
Lord, really?
Yes, yes, and over 5,000 meals a month go out from our organization, so it's logistically, it's a real big project to coordinate all that, and all the special diets, and happily, we have a great staff, great kitchen staff at KCRC, some great volunteers, and our volunteer coordinator, Keith Halford, is doing an amazing job getting all of the logistics straightened out so that every day almost 250 meals of all different types are going out, and people who don't want fish are not getting fish.
Well, that's a good question I see on Ren's list. Ren, let's ask Dawn that one.
Do they get a menu?
We do have a menu. We have a three-week rotating menu, and if a client calls and requests that menu, we do mail that to them. But because of the logistics associated with putting out that many meals each day, we cannot take special requests on particular days. For instance, a person couldn't call in and say, I want a hamburger next Tuesday.
Give us an example of, you talked about a rotating menu. We are talking with Dawn, Executive Director at the Charlottesville Central Virginia, Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels of Charlottesville, Albemarle.
And so talk a little bit about that.
Our menu?
Yes.
Oh, we have a lot of different items on our menu. Most of it is comfort food. We have, you know, Swedish meatballs over pasta. We have, meatloaf, baked chicken, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, a lot of good food. It's a large lunch. It's a large hot lunch that's delivered ready to eat. So there's usually a meat entree and a couple of hot vegetables. And then we also deliver drinks and rolls and a couple of salads, cold salads with the meal as well.
You are listening to Sunday Morning Wake Up Call on WNRN. That's Don Gregorczyk from the Charlottesville Albemarle Meals on Wheels talking about how Meals on Wheels works. And you know, it's really an important part of our area, and that's what WNRN is. It's an important part of your area. You've obviously found it and are appreciative of what we do. That's why you continue listening, and that's one of the things that makes WNRN important, and Wake Up Call attempts to do that as well, is to be important to you and to the people that we interview who are kind enough to set aside an hour on their Sunday and usually a little more to keep me from being frightened as to whether or not someone has forgotten me. I ask them to come in a little early, and it's that Sunday morning time, and we've done a wide variety of topics. I was looking back just through the last 6 months. And some of the things we do. Ren, remember actually last fun drive, do you remember who we had on?
No.
No, obviously it didn't strike your memory that long. We had on Dayton from the rescue squad.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had somebody else.
Well, we have had other people. We had the woman from Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic once before when you were here. But Dayton Hall from the rescue squad even gave you a patch.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. But other shows we've done in the last 6 months, we had David Hannon from Wild Virginia, talking about the Shenandoah National Forest, talking about nonprofits. We did a show with the Center for Nonprofit Excellence, talking about nonprofits versus charities and the importance of having small and large nonprofits. It struck me as just almost irrational that the University of Virginia qualified as a nonprofit, but obviously they're a huge part of our community with what they do. We had Charlottesville City School Superintendent Dr. Rosa Atkins on. We did a show where you could call in and ask the vet a question, Dr. Mike Feetz from Georgetown Veterinary Clinic. We had Mayor Dave Norris on the show not too long ago, as well as some others that I'll keep reminding you about during the hour. Let me take a moment right now and thank Blue Ridge Graphics for supporting WNRN. You can find Blue Ridge Graphics at Meade Avenue and East High Street here in Charlottesville, providing custom T-shirts and sportswear, plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 434-296-9746. Online, you can find them at brgtshirts.com. And let me see who we have here. Irene Burlock. I think that's, I have heard Irene's name before. There's a lovely little little wording here. It says, Irene loves the show. Greetings from an old friend that you've never met. But she is a Bull Islander. That's right. Irene is from Pocosin. Although, how you could not have met someone else from Pocosin, I'll never know. It's not that big a place. But thank you, Irene. I truly appreciate you and seeing your name on the gift that you've given us as a pledge. Thank you, Irene. You can also call up and make your pledge, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Let me thank Michelle Jones. Michelle, I talk to Michelle on a regular basis. She calls in and helps Rusty with a bluegrass request and conversations, and I know that she pledged a short while ago to bluegrass, and I appreciate you also finding a little bit for Wake Up Call. Thank you, Michelle. Hopefully I see the phone ringing now. I'd love to hear from a couple more folks. 979-0919. That's 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS if you need the toll-free number. Dawn, let me step away from Meals on Wheels for a second and the food, et cetera. I want to get back to that because I know that Ren and I have some questions about how in the world does all that work. But Meals on Wheels is a nonprofit.
That's right.
And the focus today being on WNRN, and thank you for those listening and calling anytime during our 10-day fundraiser, or you can go online anytime and do that. It doesn't have to be during our 10 days. But how does Meals on Wheels raise money? And, you know, talk a little bit about the effort that goes into that.
Right. Well, Meals on Wheels I feel very fortunate that we live in this community because it's been such a generous community and has supported us so well over these many, many years. We do fundraisers, and actually we have a couple of fundraisers coming up this fall on Sunday, October 16th. There's going to be the Crop Walk taking place at First Presbyterian Church on Park Street. We'd like to encourage folks to register as an individual or as a team by going to churchworldservice.org and registering there online, and then just showing up at the church on Sunday, October 16th for the 10K walk, and that's a little over 6 miles. We have another fitness fundraiser coming up on Sunday, December 4th, for those of you who are runners out there. It's a marathon and a half marathon, so it's three bridges. And again, you can register online, this time at Ragged Mountain Running website. And that marathon is a beautiful and a flat marathon, and it's a Boston qualifier as well. And it starts at Whitehall Vineyards. And again, just a tremendous place. Both opportunities to support your community, support your local Meals on Wheels, and to get a little workout in as well and support your own health.
It seems like Meals on Wheels is something that's important when you try, when you tie food with fitness.
That's right.
That's when I stay home. But however, if you would like, if you would like someone to answer phones one time, I can do that because I can bring my bagel with me. 11:20 here on the Wake Up Call as we are asking people to call and make your pledge here to WNRN and the Wake Up Call, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Mark Smith is out there. Tad Abbey's out there. And Williams is out there. I believe Lori is still out there after hanging out from Bluegrass. Call up. Keep them busy. I saw the phone lines had some rings going on now just a few minutes ago, but now they are awaiting your call. Let me take a moment and give you the markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. It's foggy today, still a little foggy out there, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers, highs in the mid-70. Mostly cloudy tonight, foggy after midnight. Again, 20% chance of rain, lows in the low 60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 40% chance of showers, mid-70s, little warmer in Lynchburg and Richmond. Right now, it's some clouds out there, a little sunshine. 71 in the Valley, 71 in Lynchburg, 73 in Richmond, and 72 here in Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And thank you so much for keeping with us today. It is Fundraiser Sunday here on WNRN. Bluegrass has come and gone. Les Temps is up soon at noon, but right now it is Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. We would appreciate your calls reminding us that you appreciate what we're doing and what we're trying to continue to do. 979-0919. That's 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. We have Don Gregorczyk with us from Meals on Wheels. And let me thank a few people who have called up. One of them has been with us, I think, since we started, whether it's her husband, her son, back to the Bluegrass. Bill Jones was with us. I saw him this morning answering phones for Rusty. Kevin goes back a long way in helping WNRN. But my special friend, Brenda Clements-Jones, here in the area, she's made her pledge. And Brenda, thank you. It's always wonderful to hear your name and to get your card that shows that you have called in again. I love Brenda, and I'm sorry that I don't get to see you as often as I did with the store closing, but, you know, we'll hang out some other time, some other place. Kristen Myers. Kristen, how you doing? How's Longwood going? It's nice. Kristen was helping produce the show for some time, and she finally graduated and moved on. I feel like I should, you know, drop a tear from my children going off to college. Kristen, thank you so much. I hope Longwood is treating you well. All right, phone lines are open, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. There are an awful lot of wonderful treats out there for people who make a pledge. Don't forget the $100 gets you that new gift card. We have gift certificates for those who want the fancy food at Fleury or Orzo. We have Shabin, X Lounge. Don't forget Lee Channing. We always get so many phone calls when Lee Channing visits us. She was just here last Sunday. $100 pledge gets you your own personal private time with Lee Channing. I believe it's an hour. And, you know, you can pick a show topic, too. I've always offered the $100 pledge. You can pick the show topic that is important to you, the organization that you feel needs to be heard in the community. I will help put the show together with you for the $100 pledge. We have Mockingbird in Stanton, $50. Sammy Snacks, and just a whole list of restaurants in our area, wherever you are listening, Harrisonburg, Richmond, Lynchburg, and so on. Please call us up and find something that's special to you. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. All right, back to our guest, Don Gregorczyk from the Charlottesville Albemarle Meals on Wheels, and my man, Ren, helping me with the interview. Ren, I got one on here. I want you to ask Don that question.
Do you ever eat with whoever you bring it to?
Volunteers, when they're delivering meals, have to deliver within an hour while the food's still fresh. So they often don't have time to sit down and eat meals with their clients. But many of our volunteers and our clients become fast friends and actually do things outside of that time. So delivery hour, it's very difficult for the volunteers and the clients to sit down and eat together because they have a certain amount of work to do within that hour. But a lot of times I hear stories about clients and volunteers going out to the movies, say, together, or going to church together and spending time together, perhaps even eating meals at another time.
So maybe not at the time that that particular meal is delivered.
That's right.
But because they are such wonderful volunteers, that they make personal time to go back and do that.
That's right. I see Meals on Wheels as kind of a community-making organization. We're introducing people to each other, people that might not otherwise meet each other. A lot of our clients are homebound, are not able to get out, not able to prepare their own food. And by bringing other community members into their homes, delivering that food, we're making connections. And a lot of times, you know, the people become friends over time. And it's a wonderful thing.
What do you have to do to be a volunteer? I mean, we've talked about the volunteers. I guess that's a two-part question. What do you have to do to be a volunteer? Mm-hmm. And then what roles are there for volunteers? Because it's not just driving.
That's right. We always need volunteers. We're always recruiting volunteers. We are drawing from a pool of about 250 volunteers right now, but that goes up to 300 on occasion, and we can use everybody's help. To volunteer, it's real easy to do. Just give us a call at 293-4364. Set up an orientation with our volunteer coordinator, Keith Halford, and he can set it up at your convenience. We like to do it at KCRC, but we could do it at another location as well. The orientation takes half an hour to 45 minutes, and after that, you're ready to go. There's no commitment involved. You don't have to commit for a certain length of time or a certain number of deliveries. But once you've finished that orientation, you can sign on to deliver as often or as infrequently as you have time. And we've got a lot of different roles for folks. We have volunteer jobs that don't involve driving, actually, that involve hanging out in the cafeteria during our organized chaos time from 10 to 11, where we're packing up the meals. And it's a lot of fun. That's a real feel-good volunteer experience as well, and there is no driving involved. So we encourage teenagers or folks who aren't comfortable driving around in the community looking for people's homes to give us a call too, because we have a lot of work to do actually, and we can use everyone's help.
That sounds kind of like what the station looks like today. We have people everywhere answering phones, finding the gift certificates that go with your pledge. WNRN is about family and friends. Mark Smith is my friend from Saturday Morning and Grateful Dead and Friends. Rusty Simpre is my friend because I'm here when he's here doing bluegrass on Sunday mornings. Ann Williams is my friend. Sean McCord has become my friend. I know he's not pumping his hand on that one, but it's true. It's just what happens. And hopefully people who are listening, you think of the folks at WNRN as your friends because you tune in on Saturday mornings for Mark or Sunday mornings for Rusty. It's just how it works after a while. The guests that we have on Wake Up Call have become my friends. I know that I can count on them, whether it's a show that I need because of the topic, and Mayor Dave Norris has been on before, and he will come on and talk about that. It's amazing what happens. And then there's family, too, which is why I need to give a shout-out to Karen Moore. Gosh, my sister has called up and made a pledge. Thank you so much, Karen. And my sister Kathy is here in the studio because she drove up that very speedy hour and a half to get Ren here to be with us. And Ren, while we're talking about family, what's this in your hand?
Check.
And who's that check from?
Grandmama.
Hey, can always count on. See, Mark Smith, I told you my mother would pledge as well as your mother did yesterday. We were talking about how you can always count on your mother when you need to. Mark's mother called to pledge during his program, and my mother sent up a check with Wren. Thank you so much, Mom. I won't bother you because I think you're on the golf course. But it's not just family and friends, which we all know we can count on, but WNRN is also thankful and dependent on the underwriters like Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, where your happiness is their priority. At Blue Ridge, you can return gear and apparel purchases at any time for any reason. And Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is at Barracks Road here in Charlottesville, and they have three Richmond locations. For more store information, go online, brms.com. And let me take a moment and thank The Backyard as well. UVA Corner's Culinary Secret, they're at the end of Elliewood Avenue. Backyard has a seasonal menu, daily specials, and a rotating list of beers on tap. The Backyard is now open on Sundays, serving brunch, and then a pub food menu until close. You can call them 434-202-8215. It's thebackyarduva.com, or they have a Facebook page. All right, Rand, what are you waving at me? Ah, I'm supposed to say hi. Oh, well, why wouldn't I say hi to Bryce and Keelan? Because my guess is part of that pledge is now coming out from my sister Karen, is now coming out of Bryce and Keelan's allowance. Thank you for the entire family. And if you're ever down in Pocosin and you get a speeding ticket, ask if it's Bubba Moore, and then you can tell him that you know Rick, because my brother-in-law is also a police officer. Here's a nice, a pledge from Denise Vito. Denise, thank you so much from Free Union. That's very cool. And she's got a show topic that she'd like to talk about. Denise, thank you. I will catch up with your phone number. And we will talk about the topic you'd like to do. That's always one of my favorite things. I really enjoy when the people call up the pledge and want to do a show topic. It's obviously important to you. If you make that pledge for $100, you are going to get the membership card there, but the show topic is obviously key and crucial to Denise. I'd like to get together with you. We will make it happen. Others who want to do that, let's make it happen. 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. All right, 11:34 in the wake-up call. We have a few minutes left with Don Gregorczyk from the Charlottesville Albemarle Meals on Wheels. Don, one of the things that I found in doing my homework was you talked a minute ago about teenagers giving their assistance. Teens and blizzard bags, is that still something that is ongoing there?
That's right. Every year, every fall, we collect money to purchase blizzard bag food for all of our clients. We deliver large grocery bags full of ready-to-eat food at the beginning of every snow season to take care of folks even when the weather's so bad that our drivers can't get out. So, and we have to deliver all those bags to 250 different homes and locations. A lot of our drivers are taxed just carrying the meals around and couldn't carry you know, 10 grocery sacks full of food as well. So we rely on the folks at Teens Give to deliver those bags, and they're young, strong teenagers who are happy and willing. It's just another example of the way Meals on Wheels is a community-making organization. We rely on the help and assistance of many, many organizations within the area and are always looking to make new friends.
And I see something called Adopt a Client.
Well, right now we have an Adopt a Route, actually, program going on right now where we're looking for organizations to step up and adopt a route, say, choose a day of the week, say Tuesday, and take over a particular route. Say it's our Route 29, for instance, where they'd be going up and down Route 29 delivering meals on either side of that road. We're looking for organizations to take over that to cut down on the amount of work each volunteer has to do. If you have just four or even eight colleagues who are willing to deliver meals with you, nobody needs to deliver meals during their lunch hour more than once every month, once every 2 months if you have enough people to do it. And then you can substitute for each other if you're on vacation or you need to stay home with a sick child. So it's a win-win situation. It's easier on our volunteers in terms of their time commitment. And it's easier on our volunteer coordinator, who doesn't have to provide substitutes quite as often as he would for individual drivers. So we do have that adopt a route program going on right now. In terms of adopting a client, certainly we would encourage that. $1,400 would provide free meals to someone for an entire year. And by doing that, you know, you're helping out somebody who's homebound, who's ill, and who's dealing with the stresses of poverty as well. So you're making sure that that person feels connected to the community, sees a friendly face every day, and has a hot meal. So, yeah, adopting a client would be a wonderful help to us as well.
Well, you can go online. It's very easy. Google Charlottesville Meals on Wheels. You can find the Meals on Wheels homepage. You can call them up or offer your support, whether it's financially or whether it's by time. I'm sure that Meals on Wheels, another community organization in our area that WNRN and Sunday Morning Wake Up Call attempt to remind you about their specialty and why they are special in our area. All right, we're going to let Ren ask the final question before Dawn moves on for her Sunday morning. All right, there you go, Ren.
If it's the client's birthday, do you ever give them a piece of birthday cake?
You know what? We do. We deliver birthday cupcakes, birthday cards, and birthday presents to all of our clients on their birthday. And because we deliver to so many people, every day is somebody's birthday. So we're, and again, this is another volunteer contribution. We have a volunteer named Mr. Gisler who bakes our cupcakes for us. We produce our birthday cards in-house, and we rely on gift donations from volunteers. And we have some wonderful organizations. The Charlottesville area Quilters Guild actually produces lab quilts for us, and they're beautiful. And we send those out to clients on their birthdays.
All right. Dawn, thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, you're welcome. And I hope that those who are listening today on WNRN Sunday Morning Wake Up Call appreciate what Meals on Wheels does and understand that this is what we do. We invite important groups in our community, important organizations, important people for topics and conversations that allow us to share the hour, and hopefully people appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It is 11:39 on the Wake Up Call. Please dial up. Make your pledge, 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
All right, this week, what must Albemarle do to get the bypass? But is corridor cleansing, and what would it mean for you, better? Ever wonder why your doctor keeps you waiting for so long? Is it poor time management? The Hook gives a behind-the-scenes look at a doctor's life in the office. And UVA says no to fires during life on the lawn. The Hook, supporting WNRN and the Wake-Up Call from the beginning. And let's thank L. Oppelman's for their support. They are Central Virginia's complete music headquarters, continuously operated since 1890 at 909 Main Street in downtown Lynchburg. L. Oppelman's music department, now featuring acoustic guitars and banjos and mandolins and violins, as well as electric guitar packages and complete drum sets. L. Oppelman, 909 Main Street in Lynchburg, online loppelman.com. All right, again, Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, Fundraiser Sunday here on Fall 2011. Please call us up, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. I got a challenge out to Mark Smith. You're talking about how our mom supported us. So let me tell you, the family here is challenging themselves because Grandma sent in a check and now Granddad sent in a check. What do you think about that, Ren?
A lot of money.
Well, the money is appreciated. We'd love to have new members. Let's see. My goal was 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got 8. Would love to hear from 2 more people during the hour. At least 2 more people. We got 18 minutes here. 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. You know, I've had conversations with people as I was preparing to do this show, again, that was Don Gregorczyk from Meals on Wheels. And people have been asking me, what topics, what parts of the show have been most special to you? You know, and that's hard because, you know, the shows each have their own little special moments in them. But I can tell you that for me, that some of the more difficult parts or the more unexpected parts, the parts that touched me most, we did a show back in April with some amputees. I had 3 amputees here in the room, all from different parts of life, and I had a woman from UVA who assists with sort of a help team for people working with people who are amputees. And while doing that program, one of our guests was a more recent amputee. I believe that she had lost her leg in about 6 months before we did that program. And I simply asked everyone talk about the time, and one of the gentlemen was a Vietnam vet, and he had lost his limb during the war. I had another woman who had an accident at work and who'd lost part of a foot that then needed to be medically made into more of a leg as it was removed. And when you ask the question for the woman who had lost her leg due to medical reasons, I believe diabetes, and she started to cry on air. Goodness, that was tough. And, and I hope that there are shows and moments out there that catch your attention, whether they, you know, whatever it is, whether it's a difficult situation that makes you sad, or whether it's a moment that gets you pumped up and excited, or it's a topic that just makes you want to call up and participate, then please call in and make your pledge, 979-0919. There have been some difficult conversations in the last 6 months since that spring fundraiser. Aside from the amputees, we did a program on families surviving suicide, where a family member had committed suicide and those left behind, and talking with them about that. And I would think that there's someone out there in a similar situation, or even if not a similar situation, certainly the conversation was meaningful to you. I'd like to continue doing the program here on WNRN with topics that are meaningful to you, whatever they are. 979-0919. Don't forget that for that $100 pledge, like Denise made, we can put the topic together that's important to you. Upcoming, we have shows on Alzheimer's. Sean McCord will be having Jody here, Jody Kilpasa from Virginia Film Festival in October. We'll be doing the Christmas show. I got a call when I was answering phones for Mark Smith yesterday. Somebody said, "Oh, is this Rick Moore?" Because apparently my voice remains the same wherever I may be in town. And made a comment about how they loved the reading of The Grinch at Christmas. Thank you so much. We'll do a show on agritourism and how that's become important. Sort of Nelson County has, I can't say that they invented the project, but they have certainly made it valuable here in our area as we talk with Nelson County tourism leader, director, as well as a representative of a local winery and a brewery, and talking about how they have put that together to invite people to spend their tourism dollars here while visiting wineries and breweries. And then something I'm excited about, the Innocence Project, an organization that I guess is national, but there's a part of it is here in the Charlottesville area that looks for exonerating wrongfully convicted people. Those are some of the shows we have lined up for the fourth quarter of 2012. And then again, your suggestions with your pledge. And again, something that we did recently, Dave Norris was here, Charlottesville mayor. Let's listen to him.
Hi, I'm Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris, and we are looking for your support for Community Radio, WNRN. This radio station provides us not only the best in new music from artists like Pearl Jam, Bonnie Prince Billy, and Paul Carreri. WNRN also gives us news and announcements for other nonprofit organizations. In addition to being the mayor of Charlottesville, I've worked with a number of nonprofits, and WNRN has made many public service announcements to aid our growing roster of amazing volunteers. Please help this radio station continue to serve all of us. Call up and make a pledge of support, 979-0919, or go online to WNRN.org.
You know, when I ask him questions, he has a lot more, thinking about the proper way to answer that. I guess that's what happens when you're sort of involved in a political conversation. You have to think a bit more about it. Sean McCord here, I'll put you on that microphone.
Hey,
you've been participating with us for years now, right?
A few years, yeah. And I think Ren's been here more than three times.
That depends on the size of his head as we get it. I think Ren was telling everybody at school that he was coming up today, and my guess is that we'll do a little show and tell. We need to make sure that the podcast gets properly recorded and saved.
Oh, you wanted this recorded?
by the way, the shows are podcast and recorded, SeavillePodcast.com. Heard me talking about a topic that caught your ear and you're like, I didn't know that that person was on or that topic would be important for me to listen to. But, Sean, we talk about what WNRN does and the people who make up WNRN. You're involved in all kinds of community organizations.
Well, that's true. I mean, this is a good town for that. You know, this is the kind of town where you can come in, like I do, a couple hours on a Sunday and help out with a radio show. We've got festivals galore, film festival, book festival, photography festival. People can stay involved and just be active in their communities, as I have in the past year. I've been involved with Live Arts. It's actually my son, who's in a couple of shows, brought me in there in the past year. I've been a stage manager, and then I've had the opportunity to write and direct. And I don't know if you know this, Rick, I've been cast in a show. And in a few weeks, we're going to get the new creative director of Live Arts here to talk about theater in this community.
Well, I think that's one of the things that makes WNRN important. There's a music program that just focuses on local music. Rusty and Ann Williams have had guests on during Bluegrass and then as well as Acoustic Sunrise playing music that are local musicians. And it's all part of what having a being a community radio station is about, is having the community come to you and reaching out to the community.
Well, I mentioned the new creative director of Live Arts, and we're trying to get her on in a few weeks. And when I told her that I was doing this work here, now she's been here all of a month, maybe 5 or 6 weeks, and she said that, and I'm not kidding here, she got really excited when she heard that she was being invited to WNRN. She said it was the first station that she and her husband discovered, and it is their favorite station here in Charlottesville because of the variety of music that we offer and because we have such a local focus. She really feels like she's come to know the town and can also listen to some great music any time of the day.
You know, I was answering phones earlier this week. Because you want to help other parts of the station out, you volunteer your time more than just your show to come in and do that. And I answered a call from someone from Illinois who was making a pledge, and she was doing that because she had left Charlottesville to go to grad school and she told me, I have to support WNRN because now I'm listening online because there's nothing here in this rather large town that, is in any way similar to WNRN, and I miss my radio station.
And that's the great thing, because in addition to being able to listen on the air here or listen to the podcast of this show, WNRN is streamed over the Internet. So, Rick, you may remember last year when we had Kaka Demuk here from The Haven, and one of her ex-employees who's in the Peace Corps in Senegal was listening to the show live over the Internet. On the other side of the world, in a small village in Africa. It's just fascinating what we can do today, and just shows how strong a programming is that we can have that kind of reach.
Yeah, it is amazing. As well as having an eight-year-old on who's driven, apparently, the speedy hour and a half to get here from a place that's almost 2.5 hours away by highway speed limits. Ran, I'd like to ask you as an eight-year-old, because we do attempt to encourage everyone to come into the station and listen. I'd like to know what topics would interest you for me to, cover for an hour.
What do you mean?
I mean, so if we talked today for Dawn from Meals on Wheels, and in the past, we had three local librarians and a bookstore owner come on to talk about books and reading. Let's see. We had someone on to talk about the real estate market. And we had Rusty come on to talk about car problems. What would you like me to talk about?
A school. Maybe a person who worked at a school.
A person who works at a school. You mean like a teacher?
I don't know. Just pick one.
Yes? Mark Smith?
We talked about beer.
That's true. Mark Smith was on here. Mark, who used to work at Beer Run, and I don't know if there's any Beer Run gift certificates out there, but it wouldn't hurt to make your pledge on 979-0919 and call up and ask, because if certainly there's not a Beer Run gift certificate out there. I know that there's one for Ned's, I believe, in Lynchburg that has a cool beer set up, and many of the places in town that have a good beer menu. But, yeah, Mark was in here because that's his current job is the extra special beer. What is it? High-quality beers. The micro beers of beyond up to the high quality beers. And we had a gentleman participate by phone from Baltimore in that conversation, from the High Seas Brewery.
Cool.
Very cool. I think I got my ninth on there, my ninth card. Sarah Landon, my good friend Sarah Landon, who found Lazarus for me. What do you think of that? That was, what do you think of that, Wren? Well, you're a big fan of Lazarus.
I know. I love him. Very nice.
Very nice. Thank you, Sarah. And Sarah from Almost Home Pet Adoption Center in Nelson County, as I've said many times, there is Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA is a wonderful place, but many people on the south side of Albemarle forget how close Nelson County is for the Almost Home Pet Adoption Center. If you're looking for a pet, whether it's a cat or a dog, please remember Almost Home in the Nelson County SPCA. Sarah, thank you so much. I believe that gives me 9. My goal was 1 more. I would like to do a tenth pledger. Please call us up, 979-0919. Let me take a moment and do this. I want to thank you for tuning in to WNRN's Fall Fun Drive. Remember that to keep community radio on the air, please give us a call, 979-0919, and make your pledge. All you have to do is donate $20 to get a new WNRN sticker. They're actually really cool. I like them. And if you, that makes you a member of WNRN, and which, not just today maybe, but if you win a prize later on throughout the year, that gives you an extra special gift. People, you win a prize and a contest of some sort, and somebody from WNRN is going to ask you, oh, are you a member? And you can say yes, and they're going to throw in a CD, or they're going to double the discount that you've won for whatever. So $20 is all you need to do for that. If you make your pledge, you get entered to win up 20 grand prizes. Some of those include a $200 gift certificate to the Spectacle Shop, weekend stay at Hampton Inn and Suites, a pair of weekend passes to this year's Festi Experience. If you donate $100, you get that WNRN member card with all those 2-for-1 dining offers at over 200 restaurants in Virginia. They have places in Lexington like Bistro, Moore's Country Store, Southern Inn, a full list of offers. You can go to WNRN.org to see these things. Please call. It is 11:57 on the wake-up call. I'd love to get that 10th pledger, and it wouldn't hurt my feelings at all to break that barrier and get 11. Please, 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Sean, we've talked about future shows, and mm-hmm. you talk about the Live Arts Theater coming on. What show would you like me to do?
Oh, well, you know what, actually, Rick, since we only got a couple minutes left, I'm going to turn that question around, because every week people tune in and listen to you ask questions, and they know very little about you, and you come in here week after week, and you talk to people, and, you know, and I don't think people realize how much work you put into this during the week. You have to think ahead. You have to find people. You read the newspapers. You keep your finger on the pulse. You want to find out what people are talking about. You get the guests. You persuade them to come in. You make them feel comfortable, and you're here reliably, comfortably, and people love tuning in to hear you, even when they don't realize how much work you do or how much personal upheaval has been going on with you lately. So you've been doing this, what, 11, 12 years now?
14.
14 years, like I said.
First 2 years when Coy Barefoot was here with me, and I got to be the Ed McMahon with Coy Barefoot. And then Coy had other events in his life and needed to move away. And I guess because, for whatever reason, WNRN asked me to take over this role, and I've been doing this for 12
years on your own. So, Rick, tell us why you do this every week and why this is important to you.
This is sort of the carrot at the end of my work week. Regardless of how the work week goes, mm-hmm. I know that I get to do something fun on Sunday. Again, I've made friends from Sean McCord, Mark Smith, Rusty Simpre, and this is, you know, people take classes to learn something new. People are involved in various organizations because they want to stay active. This is my class. I get a new topic every week to study and do my homework and learn more about it. And that's why I like doing it.
Well, on behalf of the community and someone who was a fan of the show before I got to be involved in it, I want to thank you for it. And I think your listeners should thank you by calling in at 979-0919 and getting in that one last one or two pledge in the last few seconds of today's show.
Thank you so much, Sean. That's very nice. I appreciate that very much. Ren, we're finishing up. I think we got a pledge. This looks to be our 10th pledge.
This is our 10th pledge.
Although it is someone who would like to remain anonymous.
Yoo-hoo anonymous.
But that's right. We don't have to. You don't have to have your name on air. Some people, you know, not everyone wants their name shouted over the air. We don't have to shout your name over the air. I appreciate the calls, however they come in, and that's important to me is the support. And thank you for this pledger who makes me hit my goal of 10 here as we finish up at 12 noon. Thank you so much. Sean McCord, I appreciate it. Hopefully we'll see you here next week. We'll be doing a show next week on it's a group called FACE, Character Building. We'll be doing a show on character building, and an organization called FACE is their F-A-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Ren, anything to say before we head out and finish our hour?
Apparently
no.
You're not good under the live microphone, are you? You got to type up those questions. I give a shout out to Ren and his. Were you second grade now?
Third.
Ren's,
come on, get it right.
Ren's third grade class, all of whom are jealous that they're not here on the microphone with us. All right, drive home safely.
Don't be mean to my class.
I'm not being mean. I'm telling you how jealous they are. All right, let's move on. Les Temps Redo up next. I know that Les Temps is also quite deserving of your call. Thank you.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday, and by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The wake-up call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.